This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
One person in this room is notoriously anti this idea. But not everyone is a little bitch. No. Some people love doing this. And it can be as simple as what you trust.
Okay.
Because there are some foods, we will admit, you need a professional to make for you.
Mm.
But others, hell, you'll welcome all kinds of amateurs.
Okay.
Chefs. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF's over the weekend.
Mm.
M's Bar on Culver in the city of Rochester.
Okay.
They had themselves a chili cook-off.
All right.
Bar patrons could sign up, bring in their own homemade chili, and try and win prizes at the bar.
All right.
So the owner of the bar said in a story on News 8, the event was very popular. Of course it was. It's chili.
Yeah.
And that folks are looking forward to doing it again next year.
Yeah,
they had
a whole
bunch of people that wanted to come
in. So it's
in.
All amateur chilies.
It was all patrons of the bar that created their chilies and brought them in for
home
this
cooking.
Contest.
Home cooking chili.
You got it. Tommy, you headed down to the bar for a customer chili cook-off.
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Why?
Because I don't need the squirts. Because you know one of them chilies is tainted.
Tainted chili?
Tainted chili.
Whoa! Tainted chili. Why is he have a low voice?
I don't know. No, I'm not. Because, like, you don't know how this thing was prepared.
Okay. If you listen to the break room, not surprising Tommy's take there.
Yeah.
Because we have a chili cook-off here every year, Kimmy, at work.
Yep.
And just the idea of having it skeeves the hell out of you.
And you don't go either. I've never seen your ass.
Oh, no,
out
I've
there
gone in the past. I just don't want to stay till 1 o'clock. I got things.
I don't mind chasing
a
co-worker's
time management
cube.
Thing.
I'm not just doing it at 1 o'clock.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Pube my ass before 11.
Pube my ass, Tommy Bule. Kimmy, would you participate eating in a chili cook-off at a bar in the city of Rochester?
Okay, my issue with it isn't so much that I don't trust the chili. I just don't love chili.
Okay.
So I would be a terrible judge of your chili.
Okay.
But I will eat the chili. I'm just not going to enjoy the chili. But I have no problem eating the chili for, like I'm not grossed out by it like Tommy is.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Tommy, you don't like the idea of eating anything anyone makes at home. Baked goods, tragedy lasagna. If it's not made in a professional kitchen by paid chefs, you're 100% out.
I've had bad experiences.
With strangers' chili?
Yeah, with strangers' freaking food.
Oh, you almost swore.
And he's just making it up. It never happened. When who'd you get the
squirts
from? How
often do you eat strangers' food? Like that?
That's
like
strangers'
not,
food.
When he was on the road, people would have to leave food out on their steps for him in like Alabama and Indiana. Oh, we got ourselves a comic. Look at him, honey. He's all quiet and small. His closer's terrible. It's why he's here.
But I tried like people's stuff that brought in, and either tastes weird or I don't like them, or they look kind of grimy. I know they're not clean people. Or if I've been to their house and it looks kind of grody, I don't want your food.
Okay, taking Tommy's take out of it. There may be an argument to be made about some homemade foods that are better than others to look forward to.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What do you trust from the at-home amateur chef? Because I think chili's number one on the list just because of the chili cook-off culture.
You think?
What do you think?
I was going to say baked goods.
Okay.
Because you kind of know right away from looking at them if that person knows what they're doing or not. You're going to know very quickly if they're a crappy baker.
Oh, you're talking about looking at the actual food.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because baking is kind of an exact science, right? So, like, if it's off, it's off.
Like, there are some people that can make it look like art, and it's never bad.
Okay, but...
like, never eat a sloped cake.
A sloped cake?
Yeah. That'd be to like his point. Like, you can tell.
Cakes don't need a pitch.
Yeah, you could tell if that person just tried this for the first time.
No, but I always thought people were fine with eating baked goods because, like Tommy said, it's an exact science. As long as you follow the recipe, things will be good.
But if it don't look right, if it's off, it's way off.
Yeah, so I'm going to say baked goods I would try just because I feel like... and I'm sure it's not in all cases, but I feel like for the most part, I can tell if it's going to be good.
Okay. Chili up there. We'll put baked goods on the list. I'd also like to throw dips on what you'll trust from an amateur chef. Every single homemade dip is better than any dip you will buy at a sit-down restaurant.
Oh, man. Yes. Those dips.
I can't tell you why.
Dip technology today is out of control, man. You can go to Wegmans and get any kind
not
of like
not the, no, it's
gourmet.
Not as good.
It's
not
way
as good.
Better.
It is not as good.
All right. So if I made a dip, would you try it?
What's in it?
Clam dip.
No, I don't like clams.
How do you not like a clam?
I don't like clams. What do you want from me? I can maybe eat a fried clam to be polite. I'm not going to eat clam dip.
All right, yeah, if you're talking seafood dips, that's a little bit different.
No, I'd eat it like a shrimp dip.
What's a shrimp dip?
It's dip with shrimp in it.
I've never had a shrimp dip.
Well, it's a seafood dip.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as it's not like clams.
What about like that Asiago artichoke dip?
Artichoke. Spinach artichoke dip.
That thing's like crack.
No, I mean,
what if I made homemade spinach artichoke dip is way better.
Handmade. Did it myself.
Yes, I would eat your dip.
Got in a hand.
You're the cleanest person I know. It's not going to bother me. You wouldn't be able to do it.
Nah, I ain't touching no dip.
Okay. No, like,
that's a dairy product, too, man.
What about...
I don't know how it sits out. You can get the squirts.
Okay.
All dip sits out.
Yeah.
What dip are you eating that isn't sitting out?
No, but let's say when I prepare
open up the oven so I can get a scoop of dip.
What if I left it on the counter while I was making it? It went rancid. You could get sick.
Okay.
Like, there's a reason why, like, professional-grade kitchens exist, so you don't get sick.
Yeah, but whenever you have a get-together, everybody's making their own dip or side.
Man, I mean, I'm really scared.
You're not touching anybody's homemade food ever.
I will say this. Like, if your food matches your ethnicity, I'm more apt. Like, if an Italian's making me some Italian food, it's different.
So,
if your Irish ass comes in here with your meatballs, hit the bricks.
So you wouldn't eat Italian food made by, like, someone who's Latino? Because every kitchen is Italian's food being made by Latino guys.
I understand that, but they were trained by Italians.
Oh, for God's sakes. No, they were trained by another Latino guy.
Who met an Italian.
80 years ago. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Coming off the story of a chili cook-off at M's Bar in the Culver City, Rochester. We're talking about the foods you are comfortable eating made by an amateur. Someone you know, friend, family member, whatever. So here's our list so far. We got chili, we got baked goods, and we got dips. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What other food goes on that list? Let's go down that road of the cultural recipe.
Okay.
Like, you know, Italian grandma's sausage and peps, pierogies from the Eastern European crowd, all kind of Latino food. What's weird that you're okay with that? Those are people that most likely have been doing this for 40, 50, 60 years.
Oh, it's generational, yeah.
That old school grandma is much less likely to wash her hands and make sure everything is clean.
Measure.
So you're saying she's grimy?
No, I'm not saying
she's
I will eat it.
Old, grimy granny?
I'm fine.
When her old third world comes to this country, I rode here. And I got nasty hands. I like food that tastes like Metamucil.
Ask this question. Because we've all...
She lost a nail in there.
Or she just added too much salt, or is this too much of something?
Well, she can't taste it.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm with you with the family recipes. I'm all in. But I don't. It doesn't bother me, the skeevy part. We've all watched our grandmothers and mothers cook.
Oh, yeah, it's gross.
Have you ever watched her wash her hands while she was doing it? Never.
No.
Never.
Piss the dog.
Those are the ones
Piss
that
the
you
dog
should
eat
be...
Every...
Those are the ones you should be the most worried about.
Beat your ass with that wooden spoon that keeps stirring the sauce.
Is that why your sauce tastes like that? Yeah, so your take doesn't line up, man.
But that's family.
No one tell your grandmother's ever washed her hands in the history of Italy. That's family? Oh, family salmonella is better than non-family salmonella?
I think you'll accept family contamination and grime over stranger grime.
Well, it's probably because you've had that family grime your whole life.
Right, so it's
like,
in you.
What's different now?
You built up like a tolerance to it. But I don't know if my body can handle stranger grime.
We got tweets coming in. Eliza writes us, we were looking for nominations for food that you leave from somebody else. He says, baby shower meatballs. I will eat any meatball that gets dropped off on a table by somebody else.
Mm.
And those little meatballs.
Like the Swedish ones? And then that brown gravy?
I mean, that's a type of them. Tiny meatball, I'm in.
All right.
Well, you like meatballs?
I love tiny meatballs, yes.
Tiny ones?
Tiny, itty-bitty meatballs.
How small?
Oh, like tiny, the tiniest. Buddy, where are you going?
Well, I can't help you. That's small.
You know, what's strange about your take is I don't want to eat anybody else's homemade food. The world is moving in the opposite direction of how you feel.
Mm.
Because, Kimmy, over the last few years, there have been several law changes at the state level that now allow people to operate as, like, professional cooks.
Home kitchens.
Yes, yeah. Out of their home kitchen.
Like, you put in an order through, like, their social media or something, and they'll either drop it off or you pick it up, and it's a smaller operation.
Yeah. In fact, their odds are pretty good that right now there is somebody listening who is doing this as a side business, or your wife or girlfriend is doing it as a side business.
Those, like, the meal prep programs, too, are huge right now, where, like, somebody local will make you, like, a week's worth of stuff.
And their house, and bring it to you.
Yeah.
Now, I will eat street food.
That's even dumber!
I don't think so.
So you're all in on street meat, but nothing from a coworker.
Like, I told you, like, when I've been on vacation, I roast my wife out where she won't even walk next to me while I'm eating it.
Yeah.
And but if I see a big line, and I see, like, dude that looks like you're from this area cooking, and there's a lot of people, that's good food. I will get in line. I will eat that street food.
No, I agree with you. I will also do that, but it doesn't line up with your taste.
I told you I was eating that raw fish on vacation.
For God's sakes, man.
It was herring. It was delicious. And my wife thought it was the most disgusting thing, and it was only like $3. So, like, I must have stopped 10 times.
How do you say no to $3 herring off the street?
Bro, they're giving
it away. Dumbest man on the planet.
And it had, like, these pickled onions on it. It was like eating sweet, fishy butter.
Yum.
I'm telling you, it's good. If you like sushi, this is the way to go.
That is disgusting.
That's my wife, though.
252 WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break room Facebook page. Brian writes us, I'm with Tommy. You don't know if that person washes their hands. There is no way they clean their kitchen like a restaurant does. Just the dust and the dirt can get into a house and in all your food. It's unsanitary, and I won't eat it either.
You're tasting ass.
Okay.
There is ass in them chilies.
There's ass in them chili. No, but like the dust and the dirt argument is so stupid. As opposed to a restaurant who has hundreds of people. Do you take your shoes off going into the Olive Garden?
No.
No?
But they do clean those places every night, we hope. They do have janitorial
staff. We've all worked at places like that.
No, now they have like these professional companies that come in and really sanitize.
Yeah, no, I'm sure those guys that are making $15 an hour
but
working at 2:30 in the morning when nobody's watching, really getting after it. It's probably totally fine.
They get all the corners nice.
Take a risk, man.
I do,
no,
but
you
I don't want to take a risk with my colon.
Except for when it comes to street fish.
Yeah. Raw herring with pickled onions sitting on top. We got more Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Sandy. Sandy says, I'm with Kimmy. Any baked good, I don't care who makes it. If it looks good, I'll eat it. I'll take it off of the floor if I know it's a family member.
Settle down, Sandy.
There are some baked goods that my family members only make well. You can't get anywhere else. That's true, too. Like those family recipe baked goods that...
There are a few, yeah.
No, but like it's everything else is disappointing after you try theirs.
I always feel bad... This is a little off subject, like, because my mother was a really good baker, and, like, some people in my family have tried to, like, recreate those recipes, and they can't do it. Like, it just doesn't come across the same, and I don't know what it is, but I feel bad, but I got to throw it out.
You don't even try it?
I've tried it, and I know it's coming, so I toss. But I always say, hey, thank you, it was delicious.
Well, as long as you're not chucking it out in front of their face.
No, but they mail it to me.
Oh.
Like, they take time.
Go out of that. Oh.
But what am I supposed to do?
I'll eat it. Bring it in here. I'll eat it.
Bro, you won't like it. But it's not a Sunday.
I'll eat it on Sunday, you bitch-ass bitch.
I will bring it. Next thing, you know what? I will bring it in.
Okay. Good. What if it's, you know it's going to be delicious. You know it's going to be delicious.
I'm sure it is, but it's not what I remember from my mother.
Fair enough.
Okay, so you can't enjoy it unless it's an exact
It doesn't
replica.
Hit the same.
Okay.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Zach. Hey, Zach, how are you, brother?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I do fire safety inspections for a living, and I do a lot of the kitchen suppression system inspections.
Okay.
Like for like all the restaurants around Rochester. Tommy wants to talk about how nasty people's kitchens are. Like,
don't say any names, Zach.
I don't know. No names, but those kitchens, a lot of them are disgusting. I mean, those professional commercial kitchens, they're cooking all day. Grease gets everywhere. Their countertops get nasty.
Hold on, Zach. That's not what I heard. I heard a guy making no money working at 2:30 in the morning is going to make it all better.
They scrub
Shiny
it nice.
New.
I mean, best of luck. I've seen some kitchens that, like, it's disgusting. I've red-tagged kitchens for being too nasty.
We'd all have diarrhea if that was the case.
We kind of all do have diarrhea. Are we all kind of getting random diarrhea at
my
this
stuff's
point?
Pretty solid.
All
right. From my age.
I just have an upset stomach. That's what it is. It's not from food. It's from my IBS.
All right. So, Zach, even with seeing how dirty the kitchens are, that you're still eating strangers' food that are, you know, chili, baked goods, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, Zach, thanks for the call. Keep those restaurants from catching on fire, buddy. We appreciate your work.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
There goes Zach.
Hmm.
I'm thinking here.
What's that?
If I walked into a professional kitchen, the way that Zach is describing, and I saw some gross stuff in multiple places, if that would make me more apt or less apt to eat in-kitchen, home-kitchen food. Because in reality, we think we know what our friends and family members' kitchens look like.
Right.
But unless you see that person on a regular basis,
have you looked inside their oven?
I don't even mean that, Kimmy. Right. Like, when someone comes over, you'd put on the fake house.
Yes,
right?
You're clean.
Yeah. So, like, what my home looks like when you guys come over or my friends come over is not what my house normally looks like.
Right. You spiff it up.
Yeah.
I understand.
So, like, if their business is keeping everything clean,
right,
and they can't even do it.
All right.
It is funny how you assume, like, what somebody's house looks like when they invite you over. That's what it looks like
you
all
figure,
the time.
But and we all do it.
It's never the case.
Yeah.
Never the case.
Yeah, my mother used to, like, they would go crazy when people were coming over.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't go in here. You couldn't touch this. Sure. This is for guests.
But, like, if you're not getting yourself sick, not following all the rules, making food at home, why would somebody else get you sick?
I guess it's the sight of it. Like, if I go to somebody's house and they have, like, let's say we go into a barbecue, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they got a nasty-ass looking grill, but they don't take care of it. I don't want to be near it.
Really?
Yeah.
That don't really bother me. It's got to burn off.
Yeah. Does it all burn off? And I know it does. But
does it all burn off? Yes, but
the fact that you make it look like that, you don't take care of stuff, it kind of bothers me.
Or there's some guys that would argue it gives it more flavor.
I'm one of those guys,
those
man.
Are called slob.
No, it's true. Like
it's not true.
The best flat tops are the stuff that you leave. The best grills.
You're not supposed to like clean those with like any soap, right?
Yeah.
No, but you gotta clean it.
It all collects the flavor.
But it does like sink in a little
bit. But it's like rotted flavor.
No, it's like the same reason you don't wash a cast iron skillet. Like it just.
But you do rinse it. You clean it.
Kind of.
You don't leave like the actual food stuck to it. Like you don't put another grimy steak on the residue of the other steak.
I would do that. Is that bad?
Yes.
Says who?
Says the Department of Health. Well, says your ass.
Really, you work for the Department of Health? Show me your credentials. Show me your credentials!
Let me tell you something. Your ass speaks volumes to you if you listen to your ass. How your ass reacts, that's how your body goes. Listen to your rectum. It's the gateway to your stomach.
Makes the gateway.
Like, if your rectum is not happy.
No, for him, it is actually the gateway to his stomach.
If your rectum's not happy, you're not a happy guy.
Okay. Put that on a t-shirt. Sell the rock shop.
Please your rectum.
Tommy's, what do you say? Tommy's rectum is the gateway to his stomach.
Yes. Well, it kind of is, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. Yeah.
Like that.
Yes. Let's take a break.
That'd be a prostate, right?
But
I think it's just...
Is that what you asked for? Yeah. How are we feeling right there? Oh, good. Good now.
You got to check that pee.
Yes, go do it.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you.
It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
No one is here to argue this is okay.
All right.
It's lewd, it's a crime, and if the allegations are true, this man should be punished.
Disgusting.
Yes. That being said, we all subscribe to the idea of time and place, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And would the difference of a few feet matter how this man should be dealt with?
It's always a game of inches, Pat.
Well, no, literally and figuratively here. You're hanging out on the Breaker, brought to you just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So it's coming from the east side. Authorities were called to the Walmart in Penfield for the reports of a suspicious man.
What happened?
Specifically, authorities say, and I quote, he was exposing himself / J-O-ing.
Why do these things always happen in certain places?
What do you mean by that?
Like, it's always like a big box store.
A Walmart whack.
Well, maybe he heard big box and misunderstood.
So was he inside, outside?
We'll get there. When authorities got to the Walmart,
it
seemed like he had already finished up. Okay. He was nowhere to be found. And to be fair to this guy, when you're doing it by yourself, you're not trying to go 45 minutes.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. So, however, authorities found the suspect not far from the store.
So there was a trail.
Oh. Oh.
Release the hounds. Don't eat that. Stop it, bad boy.
I don't know why that creeped me out.
Yeah. Well, they like a Scooby snack.
Police arrested the 36-year-old man.
36?
I was just as surprised as you were.
That's a weird age for that move.
You should be too busy to do this.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point.
In his defense, as a man, my kids are in school now, as a man with two kids and being married, you know, you do have to find an interesting place to get it done.
And just let those knuckles dance.
They say he resisted arrest. They eventually brought him in. He's been charged with public lewdness and resisting arrest. He has a court date coming up. So you would ask, Tommy, was he in the store?
Yeah.
And that is the one tiny detail we're missing in the story, where he allegedly actually took it out, because it says he was at the Walmart.
Right.
But there are three places where this could have gone down with that description if the allegations are true. One, actually inside the Walmart.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Two, outside the store, in the parking lot, or on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Okay. Back dumpster area.
Three, in his car in the parking lot.
Ooh, didn't think about the car.
By the way, did you say by the dumpster?
Like around back, no, around the Bay Area.
I'm just saying, like, if you're in a spot where you're publicly J-O-ing, it would seem even too depressing. The dumpster would be too depressing for a public J-O. You would have to, like look up and be like, oh, I'm J-O-ing in front of a dumpster now. Didn't think this is how my life was going to go.
Yeah, but sometimes that urge just hits you, man. It doesn't matter what the landscape is.
Okay.
I didn't think of the car.
So when it comes to actually inside the store, outside the store on the sidewalk or the parking lot or in his car, 1, 2, 3. Tommy, do any of those locations make a difference based on how you think this man should be punished if the allegations are true?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Which one feels... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Which one feels like the least gross to you?
The car.
In the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because most men have done this in their car. But like, now, we're all pretty familiar with that.
There is... We do have to draw a solid line, though. Most men don't do it in their car while other people are, like, within...
Walking around.
They're not trying to be seen.
Exactly.
But I have.
Now, here's the thing, Kimmy. We don't know that this man was trying to be
seen. No, I know, but I'm saying there may be men that are trying to be seen.
Okay, but you were saying...
No, but I've done it when there were people around at night at rest areas when I was traveling, yes. What?
Really?
Hmm? Bro, I lived in that car.
I also lived in a car.
No, but I was, like, down like this.
Okay, look,
please,
man.
Please stop.
No, but like that.
Okay, well, I got it.
Like, if I had a window and a door, you're not seeing nothing. Right?
Did you make those? Did you have your eyes all bugged out like that, too? Oh,
God. I can't get up my back.
The second.
He's stuck.
He faked J.O. and it got
I ain't got
stuck.
The whack back I used to have, so.
Hey, imagine going to your chiropractor with that story.
With a whack back?
I was pretend J-O-ing onto a camera on my radio show, and I threw him a back out.
Now he's stuck like that forever.
Oh, the rest of his life, you know, we the wedding of his grandson. Ah, I'm so happy for you.
Grandpa's got whack back.
We'd have to put wheels on that chair.
Kimmy, of those three places.
Well, she doesn't know.
Inside the store. Well, it's her opinion.
I can tell you which one's the least creepy from an outsider's point of view.
Absolutely.
I would say, like, I would understand more trying to do it in what you think is the privacy of your car.
Okay, so that's
there are other places I'm thinking it's harder to argue that you don't want to be seen.
So any outside the store or inside the store?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, let me ask you a question. Let's say he was doing this in the bathroom, not inside his stall,
okay. But
away from everybody else.
But he's in the bathroom, but if I walked in, I could see it.
Would you want him charged?
No.
What?
No.
Out in the open of the bathroom, I'm going in to take a leak, and he's just...
Is that loud?
Well, he's getting into it, man. He's away from the family for a little while. Hey, enjoy yourself.
If it's in the bathroom, there's no kids around...
Well, no, kids can walk into the bathroom.
I understand, but...
And you have the choice to go into a stall, and you chose not to.
No, both stalls are occupied.
Okay.
I told you, I had the experience when I was at a rest area where that guy was at the urinal, broad daylight, like people in and out, and he was going to town on himself, and people were freaking out, and I just finished taking a squirt and left.
I had the same exact experience. I went back outside and took a... Okay.
All right. I'm not going to... I mean, poor guy. Look, man, it's a sad sack.
Well, but here's the thing, man.
What? It's a poor soul.
No, look, you know I'm fine with public nudity. Like, it doesn't bother me. This is an actual lewd act. Like, this should be punished.
You're absolutely right. But if it's in a bath, I'm not... I would say let it go. I think we have bigger fish to fry than bathroom whack guy.
No, if there was fish involved, he wouldn't have gotten in trouble.
True.
252 WCMF, we're talking about this story at the Penfield Walmart. Police were called after they say a 36-year-old man was exposing himself / J-O-ing, but they don't say where. They don't say if it was in the store, out in the parking lot, in his car in the parking lot. So let's say it's in the store, hypothetically, right? If the allegations are true. What's the employee protocol for a situation like that? Like, let's say you're the manager on duty, and he's in the store cranking it out. Are you supposed to confront him? Do you just call the cops and stand back?
Do you have, like, in-store security guys have to handle it?
I don't know. Because, I mean, it is, if we're being sincere here, it is a biohazard potential.
So you would have to, would somebody in the store approach him?
That's what I'm asking. Like, what's the protocol if you find out
somebody's... Paper towels, for sure.
I would probably not try to approach that person.
Okay, but what do they tell you to do in the manual? Because here's the thing, Kimmy, you're right. The smart thing to do is stand back and let him do his thing until the police get there.
Yeah.
Right.
But for every second he is in the store, people are leaving, people are freaking out, you got kids.
Exposure. I mean,
exactly, so it's not a good look for the store. If you are managing that place, you would want that to stop as quickly as possible.
I guess you would at least have to go up and ask him to stop.
Sir, can you please stop J-O-ing?
Yes.
If he started, he ain't going to stop.
But that's the problem. Well, and once you get going, that's it.
No, but like, can you, like, I love how you paint a scenario. Can you please stop me? Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was bothering anybody.
I'm sorry. All
right. Sorry. My apologies, everybody. My apologies.
What if I say, just let me finish and I'll leave? Because I don't want to walk out the store like this.
Yeah, no, that would be embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what he's saying.
So do they train people for this?
That's what I'm asking. Like,
they must train cops.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's a specific he's J-O-ing training method.
But think of, like, cops that had to go, like, work, like, the subways and think, like, mass transportation that they had to patrol, the airports. They must deal with this stuff, and they must train them. Like, how do you get a guy in mid-knuckle to pull it back?
I mean, I my dad's never told me that story that day at the academy.
Because, you know, they have, like, for violent people, they have that spit bag that goes over your head.
Okay, so it's not for violent
people.
Do they
have a smaller one?
Well, like, to your point, again, going to the biohazard, there was a couple of times where my old man, when he was a cop, got spit on.
But those were girlfriends.
I mean, it was like a whole protocol. You had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You had to take tests, right?
Gross. So,
and that's just spit.
Right.
This is straight up uncut batch.
Well, this is lower spit. Low spit.
All right. Let me ask you this question. So let's say you're in a store.
All right.
Now you're walking around Wegmans.
I'm just trucking around, doing my marketing.
And you find out that a man is going to town on himself. Now I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, you're at Wegmans.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's going hard in the bread aisle.
Okay. It's a busy aisle to choose.
He's a complete doho.
Do you stay and finish your shopping? Or do you leave when you find out he's cranking one out in the bread aisle?
But I'm not in the bread aisle.
You're not in the bread aisle. You hear
I'm
that he's
avoiding the bread aisle.
So you're not going to get bread?
But I don't know. If I have like a cart half full of groceries,
you're not leaving the store.
I'm probably not leaving the store.
No.
I want to hear what happens.
Okay,
I can tell you what happens.
No, but I'm saying with the whole situation.
Oh, that part of it. Yes.
Like, I want to see, like, how does this all wrap up here?
No, but here's the thing. There's no guarantee that he stays there. There's no guarantee that this doesn't escalate. Like, there is a potential danger. I mean, the man doing this would be not of right mind.
Disturbed a little bit, sure.
Okay, so you'd stay.
Yeah, I don't think that would be enough for me to, like, run out of the store. Like, I don't feel like my life's in danger.
Okay. All right, how about this? You're almost done shopping.
Like, if I had a kid with me, I'm obviously leaving.
Okay, so you're going to leave your cart there and go.
Yeah.
All right, it's just you.
Yeah.
You're in the store. Guy's in the bread aisle. Last thing on your list is a loaf of bread. How close are you
willing?
I'm
probably skipping the bread
so
that
no
day.
So no bread that day. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not taking any chances there.
Are you leaving if you find out a guy's cranking one out in the store?
No.
You're staying?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay. Why, did you get pictures?
What's that?
Take your pictures?
I would have to be by myself.
Really?
Because you know if your old lady's with you, that's a whole different scenario.
But you don't think curiosity of the whole situation would make them want to see this thing through?
What if she goes overlooks and she goes, oh, wow.
Then we got another problem.
Oh, come on. No, I don't. There's a risk here, people.
Because now you're in on all the gossip.
Yeah.
You get to tell people what you saw. Like, I would run in here and tell you guys the next day.
But I don't think my wife would want that person arrested.
Okay, well, they should be.
And that's why you'd stick around, too, to see that whole thing go down.
I know he should be. But, like, it's such a low-ass crime.
If he's cranking in the bread aisle, you cannot argue he shouldn't be
absolutely
arrested.
Absolutely. You're right. I don't want to get involved in it because I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, I get you're not the one putting the cuffs on him, man.
I understand.
You know, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. Bro, you can't just walk around cranking it out.
You can't. And I agree with you, Pat.
No, you don't, because you don't want the guy punished for grocery store groping himself.
I tell you, you know how much I love Wegmans.
Yes.
It's, you know, damn near home.
Sure.
Damn near home.
Sure.
I don't think I'd say anything.
If you were the first one to see him.
Yeah.
You'd just turn around and keep walking.
I would just keep trucking, get my stuff, and get out of there. First of all, if you report it, I got to wait. I got to do.
Again, they're not going to ask.
At the store. You just be like, hey, look, you might want to check out what's happening in aisle five.
Five finger and five is what it would be. All right, one more question.
What's that?
All right, so you're all Mr. Cool, play with yourself wherever you want, tell me you lay free love.
Free society.
All right, you're doing your shopping. Right. You're not leaving. You're going to finish up shopping.
Yeah.
Last thing on your list. Mm-hmm. Is the bread.
All right. I got to get me some King's Hawaiian. That's good bread.
It is great bread. It's going to be extra sweet today.
That's that Peyton Manning bread.
Are you going down the aisle to get the bread while he's cranking?
No, I'm not going. I'm not going to like go around him if I don't need to. I'll pass on the bread.
You cannot sit here and say he shouldn't be punished and then turn around and say I would not go down the aisle in which he is cranking.
I would just avoid it.
Okay.
Well, can I avoid and not get involved?
No, because there are going to be people that turn down the aisle not knowing you knew, and they're going to...
I will say this. If it's something I really needed in a different store,
okay,
then yes. Because, you know, there's two things I got to have.
Alcohol, coffee.
Coffee.
Okay.
Those two things, I think I would go around and get. So if I was at a liquor store and he was by the booze, and I needed that booze, I would work my way around and grab the booze. Same thing with the coffee. But I think everybody has that one
item. I'm going to another liquor store. I will go to another liquor store. I will go to another
There's
coffee
There's other
store.
Options.
I'm sorry.
It's your liquor store, man.
Yeah, look, I love them. Look, there are lots of things that I will stay loyal despite of. Guy cranking one out, not that thing.
But you kind of get it. We all do it.
What kind of loyalty program would you have to belong to where that would be okay?
But there is a guys club here, man, where we've all taken a jerk too far. A risky jerk.
No!
Yes, we've all taken a risky
jerk. This is five bridges too far.
It is.
It's like going to the Keys.
But you know what, man? We were all a couple of knuckles away from being that.
I've never been that close. I've never been
anywhere.
Man, I've
been close.
No, what?
Man, I've been close to getting caught.
Like, okay, but in a public place?
Yeah,
like,
again, kid is different.
Yeah.
Winn-Dixie, I felt bad for the place.
Oh, for God's sakes, man. Didn't you just argue you only eat out of commercial kitchens because it's clean?
Yes.
And then you followed it up with, I was cranking one out at the Winn-Dixie, which is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song?
Cranking out, old Winn-Dixie. I don't think I can rhyme that. I'm getting delayed. No, I worked for a store where guys were falling through the roof into the girls' bathroom.
That doesn't make you.
It was literally raining men.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, it was raining one guy named Dick.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Andy. Andy says, not only would I not go back into the store, I may never go to that store again.
Oh, Mr. Andy Hand Candy.
What if...
He's a liar.
And he goes on, what if that's his store? We all have our grocery stores. I don't want to ever see him again. Is that a valid concern?
Saying he wouldn't go back
to that store ever.
Store is tainted completely?
He's assuming it's a regular.
Yeah.
If it's Wegmans, I'm going back.
But let's say even if you're not going to see him again, like cranking one, you know, he goes back into the store, it's just like making eye contact. You would never forget what he looks like.
True.
That would be a little disturbing.
That would bother me.
There's a guy that was cranking it out.
But what are you going to do?
Go to another store.
What if you see him picking through the grapes?
Yeah, we're going to end it there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got good news for you.
Oh, I love good news.
If this is happening to you, you're not crazy. It's an actual problem with people's phones. You know, you're not too tired. You're not sleeping through alarms.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a itty-bitty slice of why when you start to rely on AI, things can get turned upside down.
Yeah, but what's the other choice?
Not using AI.
There's nothing else.
What are you? You're hanging out in the break room. You know, you need actual intelligence before you can rely on artificial intelligence. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So, if in the last 4 weeks you have slept through your alarm using your iPhone,
yeah,
you may think something's wrong with you. That you're too tired.
You're dragging.
That you're absolutely insane. You're forgetting to set alarms the night before, and that's why all of a sudden you're late for work, late for appointments, whatever.
So, what's the real problem?
I got good news. But you're wrong. If anything, all right, I'm trying to say this how you're going to understand it.
Oh, yeah, dumb it down for me.
In the phone, they got things.
I know how the phone works.
Okay. An update that was introduced in 2023 is having negative effects with iPhones this last couple of weeks.
So the alarm ain't working?
It's not that it's not working.
What's it doing?
So certain iPhones, if you look at it, when your alarm goes off,
mm-hmm.
the alarm won't make a noise. Have you noticed that before?
So this actually happened to me with that last update. I wake up right away to my first alarm. Like I shoot out of bed. I'm just like, I'm usually a light sleeper, so it wakes me up right away. I didn't wake up until like my third or fourth alarm went off because it wasn't making any noise. It was just vibrating.
And that's just it. So AI will recognize your face if your alarm goes off while it thinks you're looking at it. That way you're not disturbing people around you or you're getting scared by the phone going off. Well, for some reason, the AI has been screwing up on a regular basis, thinking people are looking at their phones just based on where the phone is placed.
So it's not making any noise.
Exactly. Well, they're still asleep. So the alarms are going off, but it's not making any noise. And now there are thousands of people across America who have been missing their alarms, which has been causing them all kinds of problems. So Apple says they are aware of the issue.
All right, good.
And they are working on a fix right now that they don't actually have at this moment. But if this has happened to you, easy thing to do. You ready?
I do.
All right, you go to Settings. Go to Accessibility, tap Face ID and Attention, toggle off Attention Aware Features. Done. And if you didn't understand that, just go back to YouTube later today, and that'll be everything for you.
Right.
There you go. So you got it. You're going to go do it now?
No.
You don't know what I'm saying. This break is there is nothing in this
discussion. Go to Settings and hit Alarm.
Shut up. You wake up before your alarm every day.
I do.
Okay.
So I set my alarm for like 3:30, but I'm usually up before 2.
So why even set your alarm?
Just in case.
Have you ever slept till 3:30?
No. But you never know. It'll be that day. You know, I'm on a lot of medication. I'm old. But the good thing is, like, so my alarm goes off in my hearing aids because they're paired.
But do you have them in when you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
you
can.
Oh.
Sometimes I got to charge it, but if they're all charged up, sometimes I just fall asleep because I've been drinking at night and I don't take them out.
Oh. Question.
What?
If those are there to help you hear, why would you wear them sleeping?
Because sometimes I forget to take them out.
Okay.
But I could sleep with them in
if
I want to.
Nothing says brilliant. Like, I want to hear things louder than when I'm sleeping.
But what if there's a fire, the alarm goes off, there's a problem?
No, actually, we just did a poll. Every listener says, take your hearing aids out in case of a fire alarm going off.
No, but they do go off of my hearing aids.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
So I shared with you guys a couple of months ago that I do something, and you guys crush me for it.
Oh, yeah. You go old school.
Well, yeah. I set my phone alarm, and then I have a backup legitimate old school alarm
clock. Wind up.
It's not a wind up. It plugs in. But I've had this alarm clock for like 25 years. Yeah, it's a digital alarm clock, and I set it every single night for 5 minutes after my phone alarms are supposed to go off because I don't trust technology like this.
But you keep it right next to your football phone, right?
Oh man, I would love a football phone. Don't try. I'll put
just
in a line.
Just to Sports Illustrated.
No, man. I thought everybody had a backup regular alarm clock.
No, because your backup had one of those are the 10 other alarms you set on your phone.
No, but what if it just doesn't work? Like you said, you got to your fourth alarm that one day.
No, you're right, and it's terrified me ever since.
Yeah, I haven't used that in a good 10 years.
And like, I put my alarm clock across the room, so I have to physically get out of bed to turn it off.
And they used to make those cool ones that were like CD players and stuff like that people bought. Yeah.
Mine has a dock for like the original iPhone in it where you could like pop it in and charge
it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I could wake up to Steely Dan or not.
By the way, I got to say, this thing it's over 20 years old, still works like a charm.
Yeah, it is amazing how they really built those bastard strong.
And I got it at Big Lots for like $10. Yeah. It's like the greatest purchase I've ever made in my
life.
Does
the glow of the numbers bug you, though?
So here's what I do. I turn the clock towards the wall so it doesn't glow, so I can't see the light, because that was a problem. Yes,
yes,
that was a problem.
That would drive me nuts.
But I'm old.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
I turn the clock the other way. I don't need the goddamn glowing numbers in my face.
252 WCMF. A new glitch in iPhones that have been occurring the last month. Folks' alarms are not going off. The phone is accidentally registering that you're looking at it, and because of new AI features and updates with the phone, when you look at your iPhone, the alarms will not make a noise. It just happens silently. Yeah. The phone thinks you're looking at it while you're sleeping, which you are, obviously not, and people are sleeping past their alarms. This has to be, Kimmy, such a relief to folks that thought they were either going insane or had a medical issue.
Well, I heard about this later on. I thought I kept doing something wrong to set my alarm, and I'm like, I have the volume up all the way. Like, why am I just so tired that I'm sleeping through the sound? I had no idea why all of a sudden it was changing.
Do you guys ever sleep respond to texts and don't remember?
No.
Okay, never mind that.
I don't think so.
Mine probably is because I drink late.
So you're drunk?
We're drinking late.
Okay, gotcha.
Not drunk.
So you're drunk.
Drinking late. Into the evening.
So not sleeping, just
drinking
drunk.
Into tomorrow.
Okay. Drinking. It makes you sound like a time traveler.
I kind of am.
I have drank into tomorrow.
Yeah.
Einstein has made it back. No, like there are times like we're in the middle of my nap.
Yeah.
Where I'll wake up.
I'll have a dream I saw a text or something.
No, I will.
Did I actually see that text? I don't know.
I will text people back without remembering I did it while asleep. And then, like, I'll get a phone call later, like, hey, where were you?
Like, so you completely forgot
about it. I must be so exhausted that I'm conscious enough to text, but exhausted enough to not remember.
Remember what you text.
Or that why. I texted them at all.
Yeah.
All right, so go fix that on your phone and you're not insane. Good
okay.
news.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you.
It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.